So, so far in this Ivoya that the Gemara raises, and the Gemara explained that there must be told us, that's why Chazal used the Lashon of Ovis and told us. So far we've discussed in the context of this question, told the same Kiyetzev Hen or not, we discussed a sort of a tangent of why Hasra was not viewed as one of the possible ramifications of totally saying ki yotzei behen. So far we've discussed the ha'orah of the Avnei Nezer that there's a machlokas bali atosvis whether toldos, ovos and toldos is the assumed structure of kol ha'tera kula or only when the Ribbono Shel Olam is megala to us. Right? But sof kol sof, for our sugya in the Zikin, so the Gemara tells us, Chazal say, there is an obvious Toldah structure. So far we're following the Shitas Rashi, that obvious are mefurashis bikra. Right, so now we know, for our purposes right now, we know they're going to be Rav Oishin, Rav Avo is going to have many, many more Ovis. But for our purposes right now, so we know that the Torah identified Karen. The unique aspects, what are the unique aspects of Karen? What are the defining characteristics of Karen? No? Kavanose Lahazik. That's number one. Okay, what else? Was that? So it's, we'll take one step back. That'll depend on whether we assume that Chatzin Nezek is Kenas or is Momin, all right? But if we take the approach that Chatzin Nezek is Momin, so that means that Al Shvarim, then Shvarim are not Bechezkas Shimur. Right? If Chatzin Nezek is Kenaz, right. That means Stam Shvarim are Bechezkas Shimur for the purpose of Karen. Right? So what's the other defining characteristics of Karen, though? That a Tam is Mishalim Chatzin Nezek. Right, the first three Hezekim is Chatzin Nezek. But what's the defining characteristic of Regel? Is that? Shane is Hana. And Regel? No?
Regular way of doing something.
Right, the Arkoi. What's the defining characteristic of Bor? And also, what the other unique characteristics of Shane and Regel is that they're Potter, which is a rabbin. Right? What's the defining characteristic of Bor? What's that? So the Ptur Kalim, alright? And in terms of the Hezek? Either Tchilos Esiyas and Hezek, and in addition, what's the Lashon that the Mazik is stationary? Right? Then what's the defining characteristic of Odom HaMazik? Mave. So Odom Mu'ad Lo'ilam. That's one defining characteristic. Possibly Gerama Ben Izaka and Potter. Why do I say that? Because l'chora every bor is a grum of an azakin. That's chayiv. All right. So what we just defined are the defining parameters or characteristics of every ov, and a ptur of every ov. Right. Every ov has what defines it. What that helps us understand what will be included in the ov, and then every ov has a. What's a ptur in English? an exemption. Good. Okay. Bor has the exemption of Kalim. Correct. All right. So now the Gemara says, "Told they say in ki yoytze ben olam ki yoytze behen." The Gemara says, "Does that mean that the Oves and Toldos of Hezek are like the Oves and Toldos of Shabbos, or are they like the Oves and Toldos of Tumen Tara?" So the emes is Lagabe Tumen Tara. So the every Tolda has a Ptur that the Ov doesn't have. Correct? When it comes to the Oves and Toldos of Shabbos, so the emes is, the Agumar presents that the Toldos do not have any Pturim which the Oves have. Any Pturim which the Oves have. Correct. Oves don't have. That the Toldos and the Oves have are totally in sync in terms of the halachas. That's not quite accurate. When you learn Hilchos Shabbos, so there are certain peturim, every so often you'll come across a petur that applies to an ov, it doesn't apply to a tolda. Certain ovais only apply to gedulei karka, but the toldas apply even to non-gedulei karka, at least certainly according to some Rishonim. But the Argumar presents that when it comes to Shabbos, the defining characteristics of the Ov can be expanded to include a Tolda. However, Argumar says that we don't have Pturim. But Argumar presents that. Of the Ov that applies to the Tolda. So again, so when it comes to Nezikin, so we know that every Ov has defining characteristics. Let's say Karen, Kavanos, Yelazik, and has a Ptur of Chatzin Nez, Lagave, the Tam. So our Gemara wants to understand what's the Din Lagave, the Tolda. Is the Tolda going to be like Tumah? That the Toldas do not have the Pturim, the Toldas don't even have the same defining characteristics as the Ov, or are the Toldas of Hezek going to be like Shabbos? Right? That's something more presented. Toldas saying, Ki Yetz Olav Ki Yetz Eibahem. Okay. Good. So now we pointed out already on Thursday. That's not the way that Rashi learns Pshat. Rashi's Pshat is, are the Toldos going to be Chayim altogether? Right? That's what we point out in the Lashon of Rashi. Im Hizik Mishalem Oidil Maloi. Like Lu Yitzur, that our Pshat in the Sugya would be correct. Then Rashi would say, "Tolda imhizik mishalem ki'ov." Is it mishalem nezek chatzi nezek? Is it mishalem mishus harabim? That's the question. Right? We know that Karen has. We know Shor has. No, sorry, Karen has told us be'ita revitza. Right? So the animal sits on another on a my property. Damage is my property. So is it? So we would ask the question: well, is he going to pay chatzi nezek nezek shalem? But that's not what Rashi says. Is he going to pay altogether? In hizik mishalem beidil maloi. So what's the Brisker Rav's kasha on Rashi? And Rashi's pshat, and the Brisker Rav points out that Rashi sticks to this pshat. And mentions it several times. So you can't squeeze in to say, well, he really means that Mishalim ke of Aydil Malo Mishalim ke of. That's what the Brisker Rav says, but he says it three times in the next blot. So what's the Brisker Rav's kasha? Well, it's hard to understand in the way that Rashi formulates the question. No?
If so, why is it called a toldah?
Correct. Why would it make sense? In other words, the Gemara is saying, we know there are toldahs. Right? Because they're obvious. We know there are toldahs. That's the Gemara. That's the take it for granted. That is the first building block of the sugya. There are obvious. There must be toldahs. Good. We know there are toldahs. We have the brises that tell us what the toldahs are. Regel shein nischacho bekoisan osa. Right? Bor avni sekinu masoi shenichem b'shus haravim. Good. So now we want to know, are the toldahs chayiv or not chayiv? So the Brisker Rav says, how could the Gemara entertain the possibility that the toldahs are not chayiv? If the toldahs wouldn't be chayiv, then you wouldn't have an of toldah structure. If the toldahs wouldn't be chayiv, the Gemara with Chazal would not have said, arba ovis nizikin. There was arba mazikin. So how could the Gemara say, there are ovis, there must be toldahs. Are the toldahs chayiv? What are the toldahs chayiv? So we explained on Thursday that we understand very well what Rashi says. Because, and Rashi's tight in the sugya. And if we would have been careful as Rashi, then we wouldn't have learned anything other than Rashi. Why is that? Because the toldahs of Tumam are not chayiv, absent Agzeris Akosu. The of Tumah is not Mechayev a told of Tumah. Kadosh Baruch Hu said the of Shabbos is Mechayev a told of Shabbos. Heina, Beheina. According to the Maori Katz, I just needed that to point out that Shabbos is Kecholah Terukulam. All right. But Achrei Kecholah Sakol, I know there are told us on Shabbos and they're chayiv. When it comes to Tumah, if the Kadosh Baruch Hu would not have given me toldahs of Tumah, I would not have been mechayiv toldahs of Tumah. So Rashi's tight in the sugya. Rashi's saying the Gemara establishes two models. Are the toldah of Hezek like Shabbos or like Tumah? So what does that mean? That means, is it chayiv? Are the toldahs chayiv like the toldahs of Shabbos? Or are the toldahs of Tumah chayiv only when a Kadosh Baruch Hu says they're chayiv? So the Gemara goes on to say, I said, we understand where Rashi's coming from. Rishka Rav says, but I don't understand the kasha. How could you entertain the possibility that the toldahs of Hezek should be like the toldahs of Tumah? So if you want to understand the Brisker of in a deeper way, just expand the kasha, the toldahs of Tumah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is megala to us. The toldahs of Nezikin are Pisvara. So once Chazal concede that there are toldahs to Hezek, Chazal must have understood those toldahs achayiv. It's impossible to have toldahs that are not. What's the point of having toldahs that are achayiv?
It's awesome.
What's that?
It's awesome.
Then chayiv to pay. Toldahs of the chiyuv, the isur. So the Brisker Rav would probably counter that suggestion by saying that the Rabbonu Shalom was megala the others in the context of chiyuv tashlumin, in the context of isur, so we don't have anything, right? Hashavas aveda, avas reyim. We don't have any possibility that Kadosh Baruch Hu was not megala isur altogether. Gezel. Because Baruch Hu is megala the avos in the context of Tashlum. No, how can you push back? So we had to be in cover this. Go ahead.
Just a question.
Hold on. Hold the question. See, Reb Chaim quoted in the Brick of Shmuel says that the Isu is from Leish Rena. The attack is in the parsha, and we haven't even discussed that yet. So that would give possibly to what you say. Yeah, go ahead.
Are there any examples of Tolus by Tumah that
were not Chayavin? I mean, theoretically, I could answer you by saying Tolda the Tolda. Right? In other words, a Vlad the Rabbanim. Right? Aviyah by Tumah is Deiraisa. Vlad the Tumah is Deiraisa. If Reuven is metamei a keli midrabbanon, said to be metamei truma. By truma, there is a tolda in. Right, so that told us Rabbanim. So theoretically, I could say there was a theoretical tolda, which was Baruch Hu's Amachai. Right.
Do we have parallel for what the Brisker was suggesting, or what, you know, what we take out of Rashi for Zikin by the absence of it in the Tumah?
So the answer to the question is. And this is why I have difficulty with the Brisker Rav is Chatzin Zedek's Rav's. Right? No, just to what Daniel's saying, Daniel's that again. First, we understand the Brisker Rav's kasha. The Brisker Rav's kasha is how you're talking that the Gemara should be entertaining the question that the Tolda should be potter altogether. Because once Chazal say, we have four brises told us to Karen. Right, told us to Shane. So how you talking that Chazal should identify a tolda, but there's no consequence to tolda. So vayisa chayisa must be that's chayyim. So once the Brisker Rav is saying, once Chazal said Michlal the Iko Ovis, Mitoni Ovis, Michlal the Iko told us. Of course, they told us the case of that. That's the Brisker Rav's kash. Now, the Brisker Rav does not really answer this kash in Rashi. So, there are two possible answers. One, which is, the maskon of the sugya is that all toldos are ki yoytzei bahen, that means all the zachayim. Good. There is one tolda which is only chayiv because of Gzeiras HaKosav. So that's the tolda, the lav ki yaitse ben, which is like tumah. Chatzi nezek tzeres. Chatzi nezek tzeres, we would not be machayiv. Right? Because it's koichoi deshor. No, there's no paradigm for koichoi deshor. There's a paradigm for koichai the Adam, right? That's Eish. But there's no paradigm for koichai the Shor. So I have a theoretical construct, right? Of koichai the Shor would be chayiv. It exists. And lechayiv we should say, lav ki eitzav is butter. It's like a told of Tumah. No basis of a chayiv, a told of Tumah. Because Baruch Hu was not megala that it told of Tumah is chayiv. Now, because Baruch Hu takim megala certain told us of Tumah, because Baruch Hu is now megala to me that chatzin nezek tzoros, right? So that's totally saying lav ki eitzav. I have a mazik. It's a mazik of my property, and. Told they say in Lav Ki Yaitzei Ben, because the Kesh Baruch Hu was not mechayev it bichsav, but then because Baruch was mechayev it baal peh halachah lo shvisina. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu then told me exactly what the halach is. Chatzi nezek. Which I mean, I have no basis. Why should you? If the Kodesh Baruch Hu was mechayev it, and otherwise I would not be mechayev it, I wouldn't know what chiyuv to give. If I was left to my own devices, I'd be chayev nezek shalim. What's it? Chayev is chayev. Just like his Baruch was Megala Gavi Tumah. Right. In other words, according to Rashi, the question of the Gemara is, do they say in Ki Yotze Behen, do I derive the, we know there are toldas. So those toldas, are they chayev mitam svara, mitam that I've extended the of to include them, and then memela ki yaitse ben, or are they told us only going to become chayev if there's some misura that's mechayev, if there's some lima that's mechayev? But there's no limud, there's no misarva, then they would take a potter. So with the Gemara advances by saying that Be'ita, that Revitza, the Gifa, they're all chayim by virtue of the svara of Karen. In fact, it may very well be that that's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Told that the Karen Mahi, the Negif and the Shicha Ravitza, Vitam and Mela, they must be Chayiv, because they're identified. So now we're looking around. The Papa said, if you look, you'll find, told they say, Laki Yaitzeven. If you look, you'll find some kind of Tolda that's Taka Potter without a Kish Baruch Hu's being Machayiv. So Gemara says, there is no such event when it comes to Karen, no such event legave Shemir Vega, no such event legave Bor. Oh, Chazi Nezik Shavus. So now we understand Rav Papa. So what I'm suggesting is that I don't fully understand the Brisker Rav's open ended kasha, where the Brisker Rav didn't finish up by saying that's Taka Tumi. Daniel suggesting. Interesting approach. I didn't think it out fully. Daniel suggesting that the Gemara says Bechlal, the Ika told us Bechlal, the Ika told us Lagavi, the Easter of Hezek. So, and I would defend the Niels Mahalach by building it upon what we haven't learned yet. We're not ready for this yet. The Birka Shmuel Kolch Chayim is saying that the Iser of Hezek is, the Torah says V'lo Yishmeinu Ba'olam, that the Chiyuv Tashlumin is a result. I've been careful using my words. As a result, it was associated, even a better way, with the fact that the Baal did not watch over his shor, his eish, his boar. The Reb Chaim says, no, Vaistachais, right? Mikan Rahim, that he should have been watching over it. The Torah is mechayev to watch over it. And it's also for me to have a potential hezek and not watch over it. Right? Like, just like is it then I can't have a 10 tefach high deck in my home without a marker. Tak is also. So also you have to build a deck within a marka. And Vinosaflas, that's also for me to have a mazik in my house. If I don't properly guard it, we learn from the halacha of marka. But Loisosun Dom Mesecha. So Chaim said, Lishman Rolov. So I would defend Daniel's suggestion by saying that Rashi says, Hayyos, the Torah says, V'leishvinava olav, I didn't watch my animal properly to make sure it would not be mazik. V'regel, v'meila, I have to make sure that I watch my animal properly when it comes to Gabi Neschacho v'koysel. La'nosa, I have to watch my animal properly that it should not be mazik v'frumish olav. So v'meila, I'm be'oiver nisr. Right, but was the Torah mechayev me to pay? So that would be how I would defend it. I would not accept the Neil. I'm uncomfortable with the Neil's mahalaf with two reasons. Number one is because it's not in the words anyplace. Right, so it's a creative approach, but lachari have no, from what I can see, support from the. The words of Rashi. Maybe we'll find, still find. Maybe we'll find another Rishonim. And the second, that I'm doubtful because it took Torah Chaim to figure out the support of Lishman and Rolov. Right? So maybe we'll find a newly published Rishonim. And secondly, L'chayram, we haven't discussed this yet, but L'chayram, Hatzad HaShav HaShemehen, Shemirosan Alecha. So the Gemara understands that Shemirosan Alecha is going to be associated with the Chiyuv Tashlumin. So to have a Shemirosan Alecha without a Chiyuv Tashlumin, L'chayram is going to go against the Tzad HaShav of the Mishnah. Right? So I'm not sure I have to think that out further. That's the kasha. Right? Go ahead.
Doesn't Rashi on Gilam of Yisrael with Soros, doesn't it seem that he's implying that if the halakha Moshe Sina was that by Soros he would pay no big shalim, that Soros would be Piyotze Ben? Because he says...
Yeah.
So, but if we're going to say that that would mean... According to what we're saying, that technically you'd be pater, but because of the clearest and custom you pay, that's why it's not piyotze ben, because technically you'd be pater, then regardless of how much you pay, it should still be not piyotze ben.
You're saying Lu Yitzuyer, that the Xeris HaKosu would be to pay Nezek Sholem, then the Gemara would call it Tolei Sein Ki Yotze Ben. That's what you're asking.
But it shouldn't. According to Rashi.
Yeah. It's what you're saying. You're saying Lu Yitzur, that it'd be Nezek Sholem. So then the Gemara says that would be categorized as Tolei Sein Ki Yotze Ben. And the way we're explaining it, it should still be told they say in Lav Ki Yetzim because these are the cost of the Chayim. Shalachas v'yitiz el tzuras v'reglel v'yishu v'sa kelim Tekan huchas ad gmir ala l'moshim v'sina dem amoynu v'loi knas v'af agav nepal gan nezik shal negincha havi knas k'mir la kaman v'al ten kering el nerego. Regularly having the regular Musham Nezek Sholem. Yochalev told the Karen. Now, for the Pagnus from Gihavi Kanas, get a real look at him. I Palgan Nizka Mumoinu, the Hilchoch, the Lav told the Karen. Is that a Kasha? Chatzin is a tzura shoyisa malachas v'tiz 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 a tzura The kailo duchas of the mirala lemoshe misenu v'moinu. V'loi kenas. V'alchum kailo duchas of the mirala lemoshe misenu v'moinu. V'loi kenas. I've told the Karen el mirala. I'm not sure if that's the only way to read the Rashi. Chatzin ezek tzora shoyis ha-malechs v'tiz ha-tzoros v'glel shum z'kelem d'kaim lam hilach l'gmir lo mishum v'sinim and therefore it is going to be lav ki yoyisim alfa gav d'pal d'nizgim shalom d'gir ha v'kenas d'pal d'nizgim ha-boyinu hilachoch l'apal v'kerem el d'rego. No, I'm not sure. I'll look at it more carefully, but I'm not sure if that's the way to read that Rashi. Rashi may be saying that if I had paid Nezek Sholem, it would be a told of Rego, not of Karen. All right, let's.
Isn't he saying the reason it's told of Karen is it's not told of Karen, it's a mamun. That's why. And
right.
The reason it's told of Rego is because it's Mikoach Rego. Meaning that just because the way that has it happened, that's why it's a told of Rego. And then why is it not like Rego? Because you're paying Nezek Sholem.
Right. But I'm saying the. But I don't think that the inference from Rashi necessarily is that if it would be Nezek Sholem, so then it would be told the same Kiyotze Ben. So they say in Islam Kiyotze because it's Chayim Mishum Halach Lom Shmisinai. Now I have to figure out exactly where the details are. But I'm not sure if your inference is correct. I'll go over it again. All right, but I'm not sure if your inference is correct. Okay, so that's what we're holding Shita's Rashi. Risky Rabbi says it's Sarachian. If you want to leave it Sarachian, that's perfectly acceptable. Finish up with the Risky Rav. Then the Risky Rav points out the Rif. And the Rif, L'chayra, is the way that we learn Pshat. And then the Brisker points out, but when you think about the way we learn Pshat, also requires explanation. But Brisker points out, Miniktoni Oves Mechlal Dika told us, told us, saying, Ki Yoitz Ven Eloi Pirush. Came on. We have it over here. Pirush. Alright? What is the... How do we understand the Iboy of the Gemara? Alright? This is the Rif doing a Steinsalz, a Shatans in our Sukhya. Pirush. What is the Hezber? Kevon de Kaimelon. Since we paskin, the Nezek Sholem Mamoinu, Vachatzi Nezek Kenosu. Right? Since we paskin, that whenever payment is full, that means we are compensating Mamoina. And when we're paying Chatzi Nezek, that means we are not compensating, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is penalizing. Alright? So just explain in our own terms. Right? When I get a fine for parking in a no parking place. Right? So we'll take an easy one. Take a yellow strip in front of a place of worship. Right, so and I do it on a between. I do it in front of a shul between 10 and 12, after zman tefillah, right before mincha. There's no reason why anybody should be there, right? So unless they learn there, whatever. So then I park there. I'm harming nobody, right? Nobody has come and gone in this shul for those 2 hours. I can still get a ticket. It's a penalty. Right? It has nothing to do with any harm that I've caused anybody. So that's knas. So if the Torah says I have to pay the damages that I caused, so that means the Torah is holding me responsible for making you whole. For the I caused damage, I caused harm. But if the Torah does not require that I pay whole, so we paskin. It's not mukhrach. We paskin, that's a simen, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, really, I did nothing wrong. Maybe I shouldn't say it that way. I harmed no one. I'm not responsible for harming anybody. But afal pi kein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me a penalty. Right? A penalty that I should, the pasha that I should be more attentive to taking care of my shore. Right? Pasha means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that we should not expect the shore to do this. It is personally perfectly acceptable for me not to be attentive to my shore causing this hezek. But as Baruch Hu says, afal pikein, I'm going to expect a behavior of a higher level, and I'll penalize you and therefore force you to be more attentive than Svara would make you attentive to. Knasa. So we pasuk in that. So we're going to learn the sugya and still analyze whether that is what the other possibilities are. But the Rav says we pasuk in that way. Since we pasuk in Nezek Sholem is Mamoina and Chazik Nezek is Knasa, and the numerous nafkaminas from Mamon and Knas. For example, a Bezin Bismanazah is not Machayiv Knas. In order to have Kli of Knas, you have to have Bezin of Smuchim. A Bezin is only Machayiv Mamon. So the Gemara says, "Umuad shehizik mishalim nezek sholim binu aliyah," and the Torah is machayev nezek sholim to come from the best of my property. V'tam mishalim chazi nezek migufoy, and the knas does not come from the best of my property. If I'm machayev to compensate you, then the Torah says a chiddush that I can't start bringing you to my house and bringing out all my old appliances. I owe you $100 of hezek, so I have to give you the best of my property. Make it easy for you to monetize. Either I pay you cash, if not paying you cash, I have to make it easy for you to monetize what I'm giving you. I can pay shove kesek hezek, right? It's reminiscent of Kiddushin days. I can pay shove hezek and hezek. However, I have to make it easy to monetize. I can't make it difficult to monetize. When it comes to the tam, so then it's migufoy. Then there's a number one, a cap of how much I pay. I will not pay more than the value of the animal, and I could ask you to monetize the animal. Migufoy. Oy dilma, so those told they say in lav ki yoytzei bohen. Or perhaps the toldos will not be like the ov. So how did the Rif establish the safek of here? Asik them we concluded. The kulul toldos saying ki yaitse ben bar mi toldo deregel. U mayni uchatzi nezek sroiris. Tilchso gemiru lo dolem yishalim ala chatzi nezek. But my korul lo toldo deregel. Lishalem minu aliyah ula poitra v'rishus harabim. Umay aliyah mula shemin chosin. Kedit nan an izok in shamanin v'idis v'balcha v'beninis v'ksuvis isha b'zivuris. Right, when I'm paying hezek, I have to pay for the best of my real estate. Balchoy pays medium of his real estate, and the ksuvi pays from the worst of his real estate, right? Again, it means that when I pay hezek, I pay the real estate which is easiest to monetize. When I pay a loan back, I pay from the grade B of my real estate, and ksuva I can pay grade C of my real estate, right? The equivalent of what are they called? Bond ratings. Right? What's it called? A, triple A, double A. Right? So that also evaluates the security, but evaluates also monetized. So how does the Rif explain Toldoy Seyen Lav Ki Yaitse Ben? No. So there's one example. Chatzi Nezek Shervis. How does it characterized told the same lav ki yaitzei ben. You chayiv to pay, no? But what's the din? It's a told of what? Regel. Okay? So it's a total of regel, and therefore, how is it like regel? How is it unlike regel? No?
It's like regel that you have to pay, but it's not like regel because you only have
to pay. And what else? Besides Chati Nezek, what else?
It's not like regel.
Who's that?
Rishir Rabbah.
No, it's like or unlike regel for Rishir Rabbah.
It's not like regel, we share Chayat and Rishir
Rabbah. So the Riv says, Ula Poitra Rishir Rabbah. So it's like regel in, right? My new chatzin nezek story. The loy mishal chatzin nezek, but my korbanot told the regel. The mishal lein minu aliyah ulapoyt b'shus rabbi. It pays the halachas of it pays chatzin nezek. So in that way, it's unlike regel, right? However, it pays. Minaliyah, there is no cap. For Karen, there's a cap. And for Karen, I pay migufay, I monetize the animal. But what about when it comes to regel? Then I pay for my property. And there's no cap. Minaliyah. Excuse me. So how's the Rif explaining told I saying ki yoitzvin alav ki yoitzvin? Nope. What's the suffix now? When the Gemara asks the Kasha, Briskero is focusing on the Kasha. He tells us how Rashi was shot in the Kasha and says it's hard to understand. Now he says this is the way the Rif understands the Kasha. How would you formulate the Kasha according to the Rif? Nope.
We know that you're going to be chayav for it.
Right.
But are the dinim the same?
Correct. Okay. Are the dinim the same? So now, the Riv, right? So now the Riv is at, according to the Riv, when the Gemara asked, told they saying, ki yetz elav, ki yetz ven. Right? Are the halach is going to be the same? So the animal does a revitza, sits on my property, and destroys it. So we want to know whether that animal, he did a mice of Karen. Is it going to be chatzin nezek, nezek cholin? Is it going to be potzer b'shiram or chayv b'shiram? Correct? That's the Rif's kasha. That's the Rif's understanding the Gemara's kasha. Correct? So what's the Briskerov's kasha on the Rif's understanding of the Iboyim?
There needs to be some difference between the Tolda and the
Yah.
If all the dinim are
exactly
the same, then why?
It's a Tolda. So it's a Tolda because, first of all, the Gemara is a Tolda because that's how we know it's not Mefurish Mikra. It's extended by Svara. It's Shabbos. Told the Gezer means it has the exact same halachas as the Yom. Right?
Yeah.
So the thing is, what's the Brisker Rav's Kasha on the Rif? And the Rif's women is in the Gemara. No? What Kasha should you have in the Rif? And the Rif's understanding of the Sugya? Gemara says, we want to know when the Tolda is saying ki yaitzer lav ki yaitzer. That means, do the Toldas have the same exemptions as the Av? Right? Will the Tolda of Bor be potter by Kalim? Will the Tolda of Shein v'regel be chayiv or potter b'shus harabim? No. So Briskerov asks a very simple question. On the Iboy of the Sugya, according to the Rif. It says, Mehecha Teisa, how could we entertain the possibility that a tolda is learned from an ov and would not have the same halachas as the ov? How are you talking? Simple kasha. The Gemara opens up the sugya of the Masechta. Does the tolda have the same halachas, the same exemption as the ov? So, Meheche tastes that it wouldn't have the same halach as the Yav. If it's like Shein and Regel, so why? What would be the basis? What would be the basis to say that Zeireya, that Neiteya is like Zeireya, but has a different halach than Zeireya? Meheche tastes. How could you justify the suffix? What's the basis for the suffix? According to Rashi, so the base of the suffix is that I have tumah. All right? The Rif is saying, what is the the brisker of kasha on the Rif? The Rif is saying the Gemara wants to understand whether the toldos will have the same peturin as the others. The toldos are only chayiv because al pisvara they are very much like the Yav. They have the same characteristics as the Yav. The only reason that they're chayiv is because Karen is kavonos la'azik and Be'itz is kavonos la'azik. The only reason that this chacho b'koysel anos is chayiv because it's like rega, it's like shame. The only reason it's a tolda. So, what would be the justification for saying it doesn't have the halacha of the yod? What would be the justification to say it's like tumah? Tumah, I don't know that second generation tumah is tameh. I need exeris hakosav. But when it comes to, we're defining tolda as that which is not mufurish mikra, as that which we're expanding by svara. So in the Gemara Reis and Iboya, we have to be able to justify both sides of the question. So how can you possibly justify that something should be chayiv and not maintain the halachas of the yom? So the Brisker Rav says, on Rashi, I don't understand how you could call it a tolda and then question it's chayiv or not. It's not a tolda. And the Rif's understanding of the Yeboya, I don't understand because I don't understand any possible way of justifying that I should hold you responsible for a tolda and not give you the exemptions that the source of this tolda has. How could I possibly, we'll say it in stronger words, how could I possibly say that the tolda should be more chayiv than the yav? How could I possibly say, avnei sakinim asoy is like a boar, and you're going to become chayiv more than a boar? Kadosh Baruch Hu said a boar is potter and kelim. So how could I possibly say a chayiv more? Kadosh Baruch Hu said shein is potter b'shus harabim. So how could I possibly say this chacho b'koysel is going to be chayiv b'shus harabim? What would be the justification for that? And I'll step further. In tumah, the tolda is on chayiv more than the yav. It's chayiv less than the yav. See, the Rif says, Chati Nezek Shroiris, he said, I have a tolda. You know why I call it a tolda? A regel, because it has the pturin of regel. The halacha l'moshe misinei teaches me it is more potent than regel. It doesn't pay min aliyah. It's weaker than it. If I wouldn't have the Lachlan Mishinai, So I would say it's like regal. Because it is inconceivable that I should create a tolda misvaram and make it more chayav. But that's what, according to Rif, that's the kasha. When you understand the brisker of kasha and the Rif, you understand why Rashi did not accept the intuitive approach to the sugya. Maybe much. If the or we made in Rashi that is like Tum and Tara, then you have a much greater and stronger appreciation for the Rashi's kash. Rashi doesn't understand it anymore. Nevertheless, the Rif says his trash, and the Rif is the easier read of the sugya. But you have to understand the kash of the Rif, the kash that Brisker of on the Rif. All right. Go ahead.
At which point in the Rif does the Rif suggest that a toldo would be more chayev than yav?
Because he says, "Kaven lekam nezik sholim pirush. Kaven lekam nezik sholim b'moynu v'chati nezik knosa umurush misham nezol min aliyah." Right. Being lemeidan, he told us any obviously ki yoytziv and nindu to kol mud minayu told the delay kam vosim misham nezik sholim min aliyah and tam is mishalem migufa idilma told they saying lav. What does it mean lav ki yoytziv and? Right. Lav Kesevin means that the toldos of Karen will not have the ptur of Chatzi Nezek Migufoy. Right? Okay. They won't have the same din. What's the same din? The same din is that the first three times it's Mazik. Right? Right, that's ki yoytze ben. Lav ki yoytze would mean that it does not pay minu aliyah and is chayiv mishus harabim. So how can I make it more chayiv?
Doesn't he say that chatzin ezek toros is lav ki yoytze ben?
Right.
The so, mishalim ela chatzin ezek, meaning
is a lav kiyetsiv in.
Right, but
right? No, but he says, and why is it called the Tolda de Regel?
Yeah, because it's Mishalim and Eliyah approach.
Right, so that's a Ptur, right? Yeah. So it's kiyetsiv in, right? And that is Potter. If it's lav kiyetsiv in, it would become Chayav. Yes. The Emma said, you're Kasha, would you just ask? I saw that in the recently published Sefer of Osher Weiss, he asked that horror. And I don't understand Rosh Weiss. Maybe you understand it better. All right? But I want to finish this year with an appreciation of the force of the Brisker Rav's kash over here. You know, the Gemara opens up with this kash told the saying, Kiyes Lav Kiyes Eveh. The Rif's interpretation, that is, are the toldos going to have the same peturin as the others? Brisker Rav's kash is, how you talking that you shouldn't have the same peturin as the others? How you talking you're going to make a toldo more chayiv than the others? That's the Brisker Rav's kash. You can answer it in a fancier way. You can say, with the Lashon by Kal Vachomer, Dayak Elias Kenodin, right? But a portion kash. Haya tochen, and the Gemara should say that I have a tolda. Again, we explain. Oves and toldis means characteristics and tour, characteristics and exemptions. That's what we said. Right? I asked you how do you characterize the oves? You told me characteristics of the hezek and tour, exemptions. Lav ki yetzev means it should become chaya without the exemptions. Haya tochen. Simply put, how could I be machaya and tolda more than the yod? And that's what the Rif says. That is the intuitive way to learn the Gemara. And whenever the Gemara explains told the same ki yaitz then, either the Gemara says same character with the same Peturin. Vaisachoi said if it wouldn't have the same Peturin, that's lav ki yaitz then. Right? So what it boils down to is that the opening kasha of the Mesichta is at first glance uninterpretable. We don't understand the stodim of the kasha, the first sugya, and the sugya that Ravina Rashi used to be the vehicle to unravel the status of Hezek. No. I'm sorry if I keep you up tonight, but okay. I'm limited how much time we can spend on Sunday. Okay. So we have to work on the brisket rubber. That's why the brisket and halacha is so.